Thank you guys for doing that tonight. Didn't they do a great job, folks? Gene, you can dance pretty good for a Baptist over there. I'll tell you why. If you have your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 11, let's take for just a few moments and let's think tonight a little bit more about Moses. Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to go back and read what we read last week and then just take a few minutes tonight. I like for us to have a few thoughts tonight together, and it's always good for us then to dismiss, hopefully a little bit early, so that we have some time just to fellowship with each other. We don't get to do that enough, and I want us to have that chance to do that and just to encourage each other. Hebrews 11, verse number 24, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering, remember we talked about this last week, in his mind he thought seriously about this, just like Abraham, considering the reproach of Christ or the sufferings of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. And then we pick up tonight these next two verses. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. And this will be our primary focus, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that we have the opportunity to learn about one of those fathers of our faith who walked with you many, many years ago and who left for us an example. Not a perfect man by any means, Moses had his times of doubt and questions and fears and disobedience, but he is honored as a man of faith who walked with God, and you used him. So Lord, help us as followers of Jesus who put our faith in Jesus Christ, who have experienced by your grace, by putting our faith in Jesus, salvation. Help us to learn from the example of these who've lived by faith in the past. They were not allowed to receive anything until we all have a chance. All of your people of faith have a chance to be together. And we're grateful for that. So give each one of us something to take home tonight that will help us this next week to live for Jesus and to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So before we move into this and think about Moses, I just wanted to mention this about faith and the importance of faith in our Christian life. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. So, you know, in order to be saved tonight, we are saved by grace, but we're saved by putting our faith and our confidence and our belief that Jesus died for us that we might have life. The greatest confidence we have, the greatest hope we have, is that by believing in Jesus and believing what these eyewitnesses have told us about Jesus, and reading the words of Jesus for ourselves and believing Him and following Him, we are saved. We're saved. Faith is the beginning of our experience of walking with God. It is our day-to-day experience of walking with God, and it is our faith that keeps us when we come to die. So tonight, I want you to think about Moses and the example he left. You know, faith, God saved Isaac when Abraham already had considered in his mind offering his son because he believed God would raise him from the dead. But he honored Abraham's faith, and God saved Isaac. God saved Moses as a baby from death when Pharaoh had given the ruling that all the Jewish boys be killed in Egypt. But God saved Moses, and he honored Moses' parents' faith. God used Moses when he was willing, like we saw last week, to forsake, to refuse to be called Pharaoh's daughter, to refuse to be a part of the Egyptian life anymore. And we'll see further here tonight how God used him. And God saved Israel, and he honored Moses' faith. And the two examples we have here are the Passover and the crossing of the Red Sea and the leaving of Egypt. So let's go back to verse number 27. By faith, he left Egypt. This word, he left. So again, let me give you some of these verbs. Faith is something we do. Faith is a response to God's word calling on our life. We respond. So Jesus, you know, calls us to be saved. You know, if we'll, those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But you have to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. And so we have to respond. So what did Moses do? Well, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, 24. He chose to live and experience the hard life of God's people rather than enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. You know, sin doesn't last for long and its pleasures, just temporary. He also considered, another verb, he considered the sufferings of Messiah greater than the riches of the treasures of Egypt. And he was looking, another verb, he was looking toward the reward. Think about that reward, the reward that the Messiah would be born and that all the nations of the world, all the children of the, all the peoples of the world would be blessed through the seed of Abraham. Messiah would come. The promised land would be given to God's people. Though here Moses finds himself born in Egypt, way away from the promised land where Abraham had walked, but he looked toward the reward. It's an act of faith to believe in what has not come to be. So then in verse 27, another verb, he left. I think the King James reads, he forsook Egypt. This word in the New Testament has to do with leaving things behind, not taking anything. The picture is of just leaving it all behind. Moses' entire life, all he'd ever known was being a son of Pharaoh. All he'd ever known, but he left it all behind by faith. And he was not afraid. Did you see that in verse 27? He left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. That sounds like his parents. Do you remember in verse number 23, by faith, when he was born, Moses was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king. So when we trust God, we're not afraid. My little grand, you know, when you're around little preschoolers, they sing these songs. They play the same songs over and over. And then they get in your head as an adult. My little granddaughter Libby and Pat always make sure that they play this one annoying song over and over when I'm there at the house. Walking through the jungle, walking through the jungle, we're not afraid. I'm not a singer. Don't clap. It's annoying. Walking through the jungle. Blah, the point of it is, when we walk by faith, we're not afraid whether we're in the jungle, at work, you know, facing some really hard obstacle. We're not afraid. So I want you to see tonight two things, and I'll be brief. I don't want to go too long. I want us to have some time to encourage each other and to pray. But I want you to see these two phrases here. As we read about Moses' life, as he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, I want you to go over to Exodus and let's read just a little of this. We won't read it all. But I'd like for you to read this in Exodus with me. In Exodus chapter 14, we'll come back to the Passover in just a moment. But let's go to, Exodus 13, verse 17. Exodus 13, 17. Now when Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near. For God said the people might change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Hence, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea. God led the people. God led the people by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea. Nothing but God and the wilderness. Nothing but God and the wilderness. And the sons of Israel went up in martial array from the land of Egypt. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, God will surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones from here with you. Then they set out from Succoth and camped in Etham on the edge of the wilderness, just God and the people and the wilderness. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and a pillar of fire by night to give them light, and that they might travel by day and by night. And he did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I won't read all of this, but beginning then in Exodus 14, Pharaoh, God hardens his heart. He changes his mind. All of the Egyptian leadership says, what have we done? We've just sent away all of our laborers. What are we going to do? And we read as Pharaoh, verse 10, as Pharaoh, so the children of Israel being led by God into the wilderness. Are you listening now by faith? We follow the Lord. We do what the Lord tells us to do. Moses left Egypt. He left Egypt because that is what God told him to do. By faith, he obeyed. As Pharaoh drew near, verse 10, the sons of Israel, this is 14:10, they looked and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. That had to be an intimidating sight. And they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt? Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. With that in mind, I want you to read again now. By faith, Moses left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. He endured. He endured the fearfulness of God's people. He endured their questioning of his leadership. He endured, outmanned by the powerful armies of Egypt. He endured unbelief of God's people, and he endured in faith. He believed in faith while the majority of the children of Israel did not believe. They lived in unbelief. That happens to some of us. So he endured. So what we see is something amazing that happens. He endured, and then we read in Hebrews 11, 27, he endured seeing him who is unseen. Seeing the unseen one. Faith is seeing the unseen one. We read earlier, many weeks ago, and I'll read it to you again, Hebrews 11:1, the definition of faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Convinced of what he didn't see. The armies of Egypt marching right down upon them. They have only one place to go, and that's toward the Red Sea. They can't go back. The armies are coming forward. He endured as a man of faith among people who had no faith. And for many of us tonight, that's where you find yourself in your own experience. So what do we see that Moses says to them? It's a wonderful thing. It's beautiful. He reminds them. Moses said in verse 13, this is Exodus 14:13. This is an example of seeing the unseen one. Faith sees the unseen one, the conviction of what's not seen. Moses said to the people, don't fear. Stand by and, what's the word? See the salvation of the Lord. Stand by and see. And many of us in this room have experienced the same. Moses endured all of these troubles, all of these things that came against his faith and what God had told him to do. Without doubt at this point, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What is it to see the unseen one? It's to see a God who saves. And at some point in your life, knowing most of you here and your testimony, you made a commitment to Jesus Christ and by faith you trusted Him. And you started the experience of walking by faith and not by what you see. And you put your faith in someone you can't see. Isn't that right? Can't see. I love the words of 1 Peter. I love the whole Bible, but anyway. I love these words. They're so sweet for us. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, he says, you are protected, verse 5, by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. We're saved, but we're not completely there yet. We've got more to come. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, I could use the word here that we're reading in Hebrews. You're distressed by various trials. In other words, you have to endure trouble. So the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, nobody in here has ever seen Jesus with your eyes. Nobody. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. We love our unseen Savior. Now, is that not good, folks? And though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him, and you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Now, that's really good, but I got a little bit more to say. So faith is seeing Him who is unseen, but you've seen Him. We see it every time we gather. When we trust God by faith and we begin to tell people about Jesus and we begin to talk about the cross of Jesus, it's an amazing thing what happens. The Lord draws people to Himself and people come to be saved. And you know what's amazing? We have stood still and we've seen the salvation of the Lord. We've seen people's lives completely changed. We've seen somebody with the same name who's lived a certain way when they come to know Jesus live an entirely different way. We've seen the salvation of the Lord. So what did Moses tell the people? Stand still and you'll see the unseen one. You'll see the one who saves. You'll see the one who protects. You'll see His power. And you've seen just like I have. The blessing The blessing of being around God's people, the blessing of sharing the gospel with people, is you get to see over and over how God saves. One last thing. The children of Israel were saved by Moses' faith. We read in verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood so that he who destroyed, that is the angel who destroyed the firstborn, would not touch them. If you'll go back in your Bible just for a moment, I want you to look in Exodus chapter 12. And in fact, I'll move it over and say, let me just read, the Lord gives Moses the command for Passover to be observed. The idea is this very important thing. Read in verse 21, Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and slay the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood which is in the basin and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and to the two doorposts. And none of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door, pass over. He will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever. So we read, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. He endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover. His faith led to obedience. We sing it all the time, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So he kept the Passover. So perhaps tonight you are here and you've never trusted Jesus Christ by faith. Well, you see, I want to remind you that after Hebrews 11 comes Hebrews chapter 12, and we're reminded of these words, Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us, who are here tonight, you're preparing to go back to work tomorrow, enter back into that place that's not always like church. Let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance. People of faith, we believe with endurance. We trust God with endurance. The race set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin, and you've forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as sons, children. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him, for those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And he scourges every son whom he receives. Please listen now. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as children, as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? So what a good thing tonight we think about. We think about tonight the faith of Moses, and his faith brought salvation to the people of Israel. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I hope this week you'll stand still and see the unseen one. The unseen one who still saves. He still saves. So these days we're working hard as a church, going all across our neighborhood, doing old time stuff. We're doing old time stuff. We're going up and knocking on a door. I know not everybody can come. It doesn't matter. I'm not, I'm not looking for 100% participation. But if you're part of this church, you're included in what we're doing. So well over 800 doors will be knocked on between now and Easter, inviting people to come to church on Easter. So on Sunday night here, I'm going to go ahead and let you in on this. I don't want you to be real disappointed in Pastor Mike's sermon on Sunday, but it is going to be a very simple, all three times, a very simple gospel presentation called The Bridge to Life. That's what I'm going to preach. And I'm praying, and I've been praying for a long time, that those who are here who do not know Jesus will hear, maybe for the first time, and respond and be saved. So don't fuss at me and say, well, I thought you could have done better than that on Easter with that big crowd. Okay? I don't want to disappoint you. But I want you to pray about what I'll be saying on all of our behalf to literally hundreds of people who will be here. And you know, the last thing we need to do is walk out the door and say, well, it ought to be like this every week, and where are all these people? No. If they come one time and that's the only time they come, praise God. Some of us only came one time once in a while at some point in our life. So I'm saying that to you because we've been out working. We've been out working. We're going to Cuba. We're going to India. But we're also knocking on all the doors around this place. Hi, have you ever heard of First Baptist Church? You know what's amazing? Some people don't know where First Baptist Church is. I know you don't believe me when I tell you this. People don't always know where this church is. Just drive up to a gas station sometime, go in and ask the attendant, hey, do you know where First Baptist Church is? See what kind of response you get. We have lots of work to do. Moses, by faith, had the opportunity to lead the children of Israel to see God's salvation. They saw it with their own eyes. Oh, by the way, the children of Israel saw the Passover. They heard the cries. Can you imagine? They heard the cries of families whose firstborn child was dead and theirs were not. The wrath of God for sin comes. And it is our responsibility to find the time in all of our busyness to tell somebody else about Jesus. So tonight I hope that we'll be able to do that. What I'd like for you to do is just turn to those on either side of you and ask them if there's something you can pray for them about. Just turn real quickly, just quietly ask one another, is there something I can pray for you about? Just do that. Talk to one another for a moment. Heavenly Father, we're going to pray now for a moment to you. We're going to speak to you. We're going to pray for one another tonight. So while we're in an attitude of prayer, just reach over to somebody that's by you and pray for them tonight. You've asked them what you can pray for. Just pray where you are. If you're not comfortable doing that, just pray privately. But let's just pray for a moment. You can pray out loud for them. Just pray out loud for those around.